Christmas fruit cake, the gift you can guarantee will survive the North Pole winter.
And we
might as well make a list of all the things that can...
AI isn't quite there yet. That was an AI Seinfeld bot that runs 24/7. It's hit or miss, quite frankly, sometimes. But welcome to the show. Today, we're going to be discussing the impact of AI around us. AI, of course, being an exciting technology promising to revolutionize many aspects of our lives, but also raising some important questions about what its effects can be. We're going to be hearing from a tech expert from his perspective on the current state of AI and the future implications of its development. That intro I just said was also all written by AI using a AI program, ChatGPT. I have Doug Sartori, who's the principal over at Parallel 42 and full disclosure co-host on Rose City Politics with me. Doug, thanks for joining me. You know, that it didn't sound so great. I think that's kind of a good example as, you know, where AI is actually like right now. It's hit or miss.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, though, that that channel, because that is that Seinfeld show is a channel on Twitch, and it's a great example of the combination of artificial intelligence and human ingenuity and creativity making something better. Now, you played a clip from that show in isolation, but that's only part of the experience. When you go to that Twitch channel, you're not only watching that show, but you're interacting with the chat stream of all the folks who are also watching that show. And I think the reason that people find this entertaining and engaging is not just because it's just a little bit off and it's kind of inherently funny to see something almost but not quite be a sitcom, but it's also really great and fun to engage with other people at the same time.
Yeah, that social atmosphere, of course, it adds to it. You shared this link with me. That's what set up this interview here. I went and I shared it with some of my friends. We're all, you know, Seinfeld watchers. And I thought I was bringing the story of the day to the chat group. And, you know, three of them said, yeah, we've been watching this all morning. What the heck, man? Old news. So I thought it was funny, but it shows just how quickly these things are spreading.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that we're at a tipping point where this technology is becoming more and more useful day by day. And we've reached that tipping point where I think folks like you and me can start to put it to practical use.
Well, and that's what's most interesting about it. Now, let's dive a little bit in here so people can start to get a handle on what that actually means. So I used ChatGPT, and I asked it to write a radio host intro to talk about the pros and cons of AI, and it spit out what I read. Can you explain what ChatGPT is to people?
Sure. It is a piece of software that that has a very large body of information about the things that people say and the way that those things relate to one another. That body of knowledge allows the program to predict what you want. So given a prompt, it looks at its body of knowledge and tries to assemble a response that is appropriate to your prompt. I think it's really important to recognize the distinction between having knowledge and being able to make predictions about what a correct stream of words would look like. That's really important. You know, you'll see a lot of gotcha stuff where people ask ChatGPT things like 2 + 2 and they get the answer 5. That's because that AI doesn't really know anything. It's only trying to produce a set of words that are appropriate to the prompt that you've given it. So it does take a bit of work and tweaking and a little bit of learning how to write good prompts to get the kind of response that you want from it.
It's incredible how ubiquitous this thing has become. Its monthly data numbers are on par with social media sites. They are introducing a $20 a month paid version. And this is something that, quite frankly, 4 months ago wasn't really available to the public.
Yep, absolutely. It's moving very fast. At Parallel 42, of course, we are interested in this technology, and I wanted to understand how I could put it to practical use in my work. So I did a little experiment. I took a piece of software that I wrote, not professionally, but a piece of software that I wrote as a demonstration for a classroom, And that took me an afternoon. So let's say it was a 5 or a 6 hour job to write that small piece of software. I sat down with ChatGPT and I asked it to write me that code, and went through the process of iterating and asking it questions to improve its output. And it took me about 30 minutes to replicate what had taken me 5 to 6 hours to do completely on my own. That is an impressive productivity gain. And I think those kind of gains are really attractive, and that's the kind of thing that we can expect to see as this technology matures.
So you're talking about that it helps you on the productivity side. It's not that it's replacing you. It's making your job easier. You're no longer dragging the boulder. Maybe it's on the pickup truck now and you're driving up the hill. But what's the other side of the impact on jobs? Will this take away jobs? Will this see a net increase? What's your take on that?
Well, I think that the technology itself is an automation technology, and it is going to allow us to automate some tasks. And this is really interesting because up until now, most automation has been of physical labor. You know, the kind of thing that you would do in a factory or on a job site, that's where automation has been focused. Now we are talking about automating intellectual work. And I think that what we'll see is that certain classes of intellectual work are going to become a lot more efficient. You talked about using the AI to write your intro. And if you think about doing that as a practical thing, the human factor is there at the start and at the end of that process. You would probably take that output if you were not doing it as an example, and you would probably tweak it a little bit to suit your needs perfectly. But if you applied that to all of your writing tasks, how much time would you save?
Well, and that's where you can really start to see that, you know, the big concern that we're seeing is, oh, how are teachers going to deal with this? Students are just going to be having these things generate their essays for them. It might do that. You're still going to generate a pretty crummy essay, though. But it does give you a good starting place. I look at this almost like Wikipedia. Like, you can't rely on it, but it's a great starting tool.
I think that's a pretty fair analogy. I do want to note that the folks behind ChatGPT recognize that this is a potential problem, and they are creating a tool to help folks, including educators, recognize when a piece of text was generated by their AI, which I think will help. I've also seen some professors are starting to write their syllabi to encourage students to use ChatGPT and encourage them to interact with the AI. So I think what's really exciting is trying to figure out how we can use these tools to accelerate learning, not replace it.
So then here's my curveball for you. You're in the tech sector. You've got a pretty good handle on what's occurring here in Windsor, Essex. When you look at these advances and you can, you know, predict where things are going to go within the next couple of years, where do you see the largest disruptions being by this in our local economy?
Well, locally, you know, we do have an awful lot of people whose work is to, you know, to talk to each other or communicate with each other. I think that where you'll see the biggest impact is on those service tasks. So a job that might be something that has a very small intellectual component, value add to it, that is mostly dealing with boilerplate. So for an example, real estate contracts or contract writing in general, the work of the legal profession might be something that is really subject to automation. That's just one example of how it might impact our local economy. But I think what you can expect to see is that what will be demanded in the future is more sophistication and more understanding of general principles in your field rather than the mechanics of producing that particular output.
So we're not at the point yet where we're going to see, you know, a complete replacement of a workforce with AI. But again, as you said at the outset, you know, something that can help to augment and increase productivity.
That's how I see it. I think we're a ways away from having to worry about the robots taking over.
Hey, I mean, some people might look at city council, though, and think, hey, would that be so bad?
We'll talk to you about that on Wednesday night.
Exactly. Doug, I want to thank you so much. You know, it's such an interesting topic, and I appreciate that you sent this over to me today.
Anytime, John. Take care.
Cheers. Doug Sartori is the principal over at Parallel 42, talking here about AI, and is it taking over our brains, or is it just something that's going to be able to help us with our productivity? We do know that AI is a complex and rapidly changing technology, offering both opportunities and challenges for society. But that's it for today's segment. We hope that you found this discussion to be interesting. That was also written by